The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Thank you for listening today. It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Mike is the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I am happy to be here, too. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening here today. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. On the email is youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We're on iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD, and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and updates station that you can customize. Go to iHeartRadio.com, click Talk on the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and be part of the iHeartRadio Talk community with the show weekly. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe. We're continuing our segments on the Odd Omegas and Well Beyond Wellness, two different segments that we're going to have as steady diets every week on this program.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Just a quick check on our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. Dr. Robin Chutkan is the author of Gut Bliss. It's a 10-day plan to ban bloat, flush toxins, and dump digestive baggage. It's basically a digestive tune-up for women, and some important information about good gastrointestinal health. So she's our guest, Dr. Mike, at 35 minutes after the hour.
Fantastic. I look forward to asking her. She doesn't like aspirin, and there are a number of other things she talks about that we're going to put her on the spot on. But overall, it's a very interesting book. And she says one of the reasons, and we'll get into this, that women have more problems than men is that their intestines and colon are longer and have to wrap around their reproductive organs, and men don't have that.
Okay, that'll be Dr. Robin Chutkan at 35 minutes after the hour. And a real age tip from Dr. Mike in this hour before the end of this hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Let's get into our Odd Omegas segment, Dr. Mike.
Well, this relates to a story this week on liver fat in twins. So liver fat may be the answer to fat but fit. They looked at pairs of twins, some of which had insulin resistance or problems, and some of which did not. So one of the twins in each pair was thin. One of the twins in each pair weighed an average of 34 pounds more than the other one and was fat. And about half of them did not have type 2 diabetes or metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance, and the others did. The difference was whether they had liver fat. Now, why does this relate to a segment called the Odd Omegas? Because omega-3 and omega-7, and omega-7 especially, seem to decrease liver fat. So it may be one of the tricks for people trying to protect themselves, even if they're obese, from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease or from non-alcoholic steatorrheic hepatitis. They're called NASH and NAFLD. These are diseases of your liver that cause inflammation throughout the rest of your body. One of the secrets may be taking one of those odd omegas or both of them and decreasing liver fat. So the key for the odd omega segment this week, consider, especially if you're a little overweight, taking the odd omegas.
How do we get odd omegas otherwise than aside from taking a pill for it? Is there something we can eat that would...
Well, it's pretty hard. You can fish is the classic way, but to get omega-7, you would have to have macadamia nuts. The problem with that is that macadamia nuts, if they're not purified out of, that is, into a supplement form, they have a lot of the antagonistic fat, palmitic acid, which increases inflammation. So to get the pure palmitoleic, the best way is purifying fish. And so actually eating fish, but they don't have enough. You've got to eat an awful lot of anchovies to get enough palmitoleic to have a real benefit. The good news is the companies do it for you in supplement form to get purified omega-7 is pretty inexpensive.
Is alcohol a factor at all in this issue?
Well, alcohol is, if you will, this is all about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Yeah, alcohol causes liver fat. We don't know if any of the auto omegas antagonize that, but alcohol, if you drink too much, you cause your liver to dysfunction and produce more liver fat.
Okay. Next segment, Well Beyond Wellness. Before the break, Well Beyond Wellness.
Well, this is one of my favorites. This story is Study Aging Not Disease for Real Benefits, Scientists Say. So this appeared in Health Affairs this week, and it was a study looking at what would save the U.S. most money, if you will, from now until we're going to double the number of, if you will, people over the age of 65 in the next 20 years, 25 years actually, and that doubling will increase our healthcare costs substantially. But if you can reduce or increase the number of healthy adults from where it is now by 5% every year, that is, instead of a few adults being healthy and many being disabled, if you increased a few adults who were healthy every year, you would save $7 trillion over the next 50 years by decreasing, if you will, age-related disease by 1.25% per year. So I've given you an awful lot of figures. The basic big figure is if we can reduce age-related disease just by 1.25% a year, we save the federal government $7 trillion over the next five decades, which is really huge. So we retain our quality of life and our standard of living if we can just reduce age-related disease, Joe.
That's like your real age theory, right? That comes into play.
Well, that's maybe why I like this story so much. It is well beyond wellness, and it corresponds exactly. It's like the telomere data last week. You know, the telomere data, if you did those four things, your telomeres would get longer by the equivalent of 20 years. That's exactly what the real age calculations predicted. And so I really like that story on telomeres last week. Because it fit in exactly with the data, exactly to the decimal point, to the data that the real age, if you will, program calculated, you'd be younger.
I hear about real age every day on my radio show. Dr. Mike's
must be a very good show, Joe.
Real age tip of the day. How many years you've been providing that for me now? For a few years, like Dr. Mike does a real age tip of the day on my radio show, and.
We've been doing Real Age Tip of the Day. I just looked up all the back Real Age Tip of the Days. We have 3,500 and five since we started. So we've been doing it a little over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's been part of my show here for not that long, but we added it as a health feature. I do a health and fitness update on my radio show in the morning, and part of that is Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Day. And
we only do 100, we only do them, if you will, during the five a week. So it's mm-hmm. 200 or something a year. But we've done 1,300 and I think five on your show.
Have we done that many, right?
So
and there's enough information to keep it fresh, right?
There absolutely is. That's about 6 years of Tip
oh,
of the Day.
Oh, my.
Wow!
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, there's so much. There's so much that, and some of these, how far you can add to your life with some of the simple things that you provide us to, the information with is just terrific. And of course, the Real Age books.
Well, we're going to talk in the next segment about falling and what happens if you're scheduled to surgery and fall. It's another great study out this week, as well as statin drugs are related to an increase in cataracts should you stop yours.
Okay, weight loss apps. If you loaded up a weight loss app on your smartphone, we'll talk about those. And what the heck is in that chicken McNugget? Whoa! Wait till you hear about this. That'll be coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Welcome to the show here today. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Dr. Mike Roizen. What's the connection between falling and post-operative complications with elderly people, Dr. Mike?
Well, the people who fell had a much greater incidence of post-operative complications. So that's the, relationship. And the key part of this is there's a way of preventing the falls and the complications. And that is, if you're scheduled for surgery, start walking. Do it with a cane if you need to. And start a program at a Y or someplace using free weights so you can get better balance and stronger. That's the way of decreasing the complications after surgery. So instead of saying I'm falling and I'm going to have surgery and thus that's an increase in complication rate, you can take that complication rate in your own hands and decrease that rate substantially.
Okay, so a little bit of training before, going in would do nothing but help, would be nothing
right.
more
fact,
than beneficial.
Right, in fact, I think all of us, in fact, yes. Joe, I think that's exactly right. I think training before you go to surgery should be what every one of us does.
Well, this was a new one on me. This is the first I've heard of this. Cholesterol drugs and eye damage. What are the details?
Right, this is statin drugs. So common things like atorvastatin and prevastatin, maybe rosuvastatin, it wasn't studied, but all the statins, it looks like they increase cataracts by about someplace between 10 and 30%. So they looked at a large number of elderly, some of whom were taking statins for primary prevention. That means prevention of heart disease. Some of whom weren't. But if they were on a statin, they developed the cataract either faster or to a greater degree. So in both cases, you should weigh that in your decision to have statins. And again, although we will do a segment on the Automegas on primary prevention of cardiovascular disease sometime in the future, those Automegas, that is omega 3, 7, and 9, seem to help decrease LDL and increase HDL and may be a good substitute for this since they, in fact, improve eye health. But the statin drugs appear to have this effect. Don't stop them by yourself. There's a rebound. So if you stop a cholesterol management drug on your own, or take it irregularly, you have an increased chance of both inflammation in your body and an increased chance of heart attack and stroke. So don't stop them by yourself. Make sure your doctor helps you taper them off.
But you got to get off them?
That's a good use of the word taper.
Yeah, right. But you should try to get off them because this is big news. Is this something new?
No, I don't think you should try and get off them. That's why I think you should have the discussion with your physician. I think the heart prevention and stroke prevention and inflammation, that is inflammation in your artery prevention benefits, overweigh this. But you should at least know about this and be seen by a ophthalmologist to monitor whether you're at risk for this.
Yeah, and it ties in with the annual eye exam every year. Bridget, what's in that chicken nugget that everybody eats?
Basically fat and skin and a lot of salt.
And they bread them, so there's a lot of simple carbohydrates.
And then they fry them, so there's potentially trans fats, too. The researchers looked at chicken nuggets from two national fast food chains and found that chicken nuggets are nothing more but chicken byproducts that are extremely high in fat. So if your kids really like chicken nuggets, the best thing to do is to make them at home.
Yes. There are healthier ways to make it at home.
Oops. My computer just fell down on that statement. So, in the book, you raising your teen, which is one of our books, we have a great recipe on chicken fingers, which really are a panko, if you will, crust on real chicken.
Yeah.
That is baked and is very healthy. So you can find that recipe. Maybe we should put it on the Radio MD website. But
that's a good idea.
For now, we'll write it as a blog for a couple weeks from now. Blog on the Radio MD website with the chicken fingers recipe, which is panko and real chicken. So the interesting thing is the average of the two chains, Chicken McNuggets, the average total. If you will, the percentage of real chicken that it was 40%.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the way a lot of parents introduce their kids to eating solid foods, right? That's the first thing they try to introduce. One of the first things they try to introduce when they want to get their kids to eat, you know, regular food. They take them to get the chicken nuggets, which is, you know,
yeah,
not good.
Yeah, it's definitely a staple in a lot of kids' diets.
Yeah, yeah,
so
and in schools.
It's a poison.
Yeah.
Well, safe to say.
Yeah. Weight loss apps, yay, nay.
Well, this is an interesting story where they looked at the weight loss apps, and a lot of people are buying them, and they did not have sustained weight loss. Best thing for weight loss is for you to write what you're eating. That's whether you do it by email with a coach or with a friend or some other way, but to write exactly what you're eating every day, to do a food journal and a step journal where you actually record it rather than the app recording it. The app, it's almost a lazy way of getting it. So most of the apps don't have a sustained benefit the way writing a food journal or, if you will, even communicating daily what you're eating that you handwrite with a friend or a coach.
And these findings are pretty significant. They were published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and they looked at 30 of the top apps for weight loss. And that's how they concluded it.
Hmm. When we talk about how people should be eating healthy and how the fast food industry is way ahead of the people who try to promote the healthy food, one of the issues that I bring up is about these athletes who promote unhealthy food. And if I see Peyton Manning with another pizza in his hand. But what happens when healthy athletes...
Well, it's too bad it's not Eli Manning and we could really criticize it, right? Say that's why the Giants have gone downhill.
Yeah, well, his brother's playing great this year. But, I mean, that's my point, right? I mean, healthy athletes promote unhealthy food, and for most people, that's a pretty powerful message.
Especially kids.
It is. Who's the older? Is it Peyton or Eli?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton's the older one? He's playing so well.
No, he's got a great year going. He's just terrific. But they all... Go ahead.
It's like you always say, Joe, they're not actually eating these unhealthy foods that they're paid to advertise for. If they're staying in top shape.
Right. That's like Alec Baldwin, actor Alec Baldwin, who is a devout animal rights activist and supports PETA. He is narrating a National Geographic special about killing polar bears. So... How does a guy who endorses animal rights narrate a television show that is killing polar bears? It's all about the money, right? It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and you're right about these athletes. I mean, they're endorsing the product, but they're endorsing the product because they're getting paid to do it.
Well, in the recent study that they just did, looked especially at sports drinks and found that sports drinks are a huge one that are really just high in sugar and added calories
right. That
the athletes are promoting.
Right. Okay, coming up is our guest, 35 past the hour. She is a doctor that will share her 10-day digestive tune-up for women. Hopefully there's some information for men there. And that's something maybe I'll ask as we introduce our guest at 35 past the hour. Many apparently so-called cures for women's indigestion are based on junk science, so our guest will provide the perfect plan for feeling light, tight, and bright in 10 days. It's called Gut Bliss, and she'll join us here momentarily on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week coming up for the end of the hour. Dr. Robin Chutkan is a gastroenterologist. She's the founder of the Digestive Center for Women, and her book is out called Gut Bliss. Gut Bliss, yes, it's a 10-day plan to ban bloat flush toxins and dump your digestive baggage, is published by Avery Books. Doc, thanks for coming on. We don't want the guys to turn off on this segment. Any information for the fellas listening today on the show?
There's actually lots of great information in here for men, too. Now, there are a couple causes of bloating that are equal opportunity employers, and those are things like the food that you eat and some gastrointestinal conditions like diverticulosis, gallbladder problems. But there are also a couple causes of bloating that are really unique to women. And one of them is the fact that women have longer colons than men.
But you do see guys in your office, right?
Oh, I absolutely do. About 20% of the patients I see are men.
Okay, so there's some information for the fellows to stick around for. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Now, how long is the average intestine and colon, Robin?
So the average colon is somewhere between 4 and 6 feet. Of course, the digestive tract is a lot longer than that. It's about 30 feet from the mouth all the way down to the anus. But women on average have an extra 4 to 5 inches, and this extra length means lots more twists and turns, what we've called in the past a redundant colon. I prefer to call it a voluptuous colon. So this means that women tend to be much more bloated, much more constipated, just have a much more difficult time eliminating gas and the products of digestion.
Even though
general.
It's only 4 inches out of 23 feet.
Because it's where, well, it's 4 inches out of 4 feet, because it's really, the extra length is the colon. But it's not just the length, it's the fact that in women, we have a wider pelvis. So most of our colon falls down in the pelvis, and it has to compete for space with the reproductive organs, with the uterus and the fallopian tubes and the ovaries. Men have a more narrow android pelvis, and so most of their colon is up in the abdomen, so there's lots more room. And it's why colonoscopy takes so much longer in women, and typically why they require more sedation.
Now, the I wanted to get to the how to identify the cause of what you call bacterial imbalance. And by the way, we should say that, people can find a lot more information at www.gutbliss, G-U-T-B-L-I-S-S, which is the name of the book, .com, Gutbliss. So tell us about, give us more information, if you will, on how to identify the cause of bacterial imbalance or dysbiosis.
So what we're finding out is that things that you can't see in the GI tract, like the microscopic bacteria there, may actually be more important than the things you can. There are more bacteria in your colon than there are cells in your entire body. And although we can't see them, if we scraped them all up, they'd weigh about 3 to 4 pounds. And most of us, when things are in balance, have a ratio that's roughly 80% good to 20% bad.
So that is of the bacteria.
Of the bacteria.
80% of them are what you would call beneficial or innocuous, and 20% of them are potentially dangerous?
Potentially problematic. That's absolutely right. And what happens is that with the widespread use of antibiotics, so when you take an antibiotic for sinus infection or a bladder infection, it kills off some of the problematic bacteria, but it also kills off lots of the good bacteria in droves. And so your good gut bacteria, if you will, end up taking a hit. And if you're somebody who's been on antibiotics repeatedly, or some people are on them chronically for things like Lyme disease or skin problems, you can really end up with depleted gut bacteria. There are other things that can affect your gut bacteria, too. It's not just antibiotics. The food you eat is a huge determinant of what kind of gut bacteria you have. So what we're finding is that a Western diet that's higher in sugar and fat and lower in plants ends up causing this sort of imbalance. So we have bacterial species that are more associated with autoimmune disease and obesity compared to people in, say, sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia who eat a more plant-based diet and don't use as many medications.
And now, how does one identify whether that's the cause of a problem or whether it is something else, such as, if you will, a food intolerance of some other kind? In other words, how does one say, this is really due to the bacteria in my gut and my changing those bacteria with my food, versus this is really due to just my intolerance to this food, or, if you will, a redundant colon or whatever else possibility?
It's a terrific and really important question. And dysbiosis is something that we don't have a sort of yes or no 100% accurate test. There are some tests that we do, breath tests for bacterial overgrowth, when we're looking for something called SIBO, S-I-B-O, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which means more bacteria up in the small intestine as opposed to down in the colon. So these breath tests we can do, what we're doing is we're detecting the levels of hydrogen and methane produced by these bacteria after we give the patient something to eat. But they're not perfect tests by any stretch of the imagination. They tend to not be that accurate, so you have to be a bit of a medical detective. So the first thing you do is you take a good history, and you find out, you know, has this person been on a lot of antibiotics? What have they been eating? And then you ask them about signs and symptoms. And what's interesting, particularly in women, is that they often will give a history of frequent vaginal yeast infection. Sometimes on the physical exam, you'll look under their arm and you can see yeast proliferating onto the arm or in the groin area. Sometimes they have thrush in their mouth, which is a proliferation of yeast. So often there are clues, fungal infections in the nails. There are often clues on the physical exam, in addition to their complaints of bloating and not feeling well, that really tip you off. So it's really the combination. It's sort of the good old way to make a diagnosis in medicine. It's the history, the physical exam, as well as the complaints they tell you, and plus minus a breath test. Sometimes that's helpful.
If they haven't had antibiotics, are there enough antibiotics in the foods we eat to cause the same problem, or is it much more common in people who formerly had an antibiotic?
Well, it's a fascinating area, this idea of how we're getting antibiotics. And the New York Times published an article a couple years ago that reported an astounding 80% of all the antibiotics sold in the U.S. are sold for animal consumption, for the sort of industrial, agricultural production of animal products. And so that's quite shocking that 80% of the antibiotics being distributed are being used for animals. Most of the patients I see, even the ones who are eating a lot of animal products, really have a history of additional antibiotic use. So even though cumulatively we worry, and I think folks like myself who are over 40 who were eating a lot of meat before they started using antibiotics in the meat are a little bit protected, but I have an 8-year-old and I worry about her because I think unless you sort of, you know, have an animal pulled up in your backyard, you're not ever completely sure. So, you know, it will be interesting to see with this younger generation 40, 50 years down the road after all this antibiotic use and the food that they're eating, what's going to happen. But for right now, most of the adults I see with dysbiosis have a clear history of additional antibiotic use or steroids. That's another huge one that can shift the
now,
bacterial
Connie,
balance.
Connie asked us on the email line, and Joe will give you the email line, but Connie asked us on the email line, how long after I change my diet should I see a change in my bloating?
So I think 6 weeks is a reasonable period of time if you are dealing with dysbiosis. It takes a lot longer than if you're just dealing with a food intolerance. And I recommend a sort of three-pronged approach. The first is to stop the offending agent, stop the antibiotics, stop the steroids, stop, you know, whatever it is that's contributing. The second is to change the diet and eat lots of leafy greens and sort of high-fiber fruits and vegetables, particularly vegetables, things like artichokes and asparagus, things that produce a sort of fiber that bacteria like and that help to grow your good bacteria, essentially. You have a little zoo in there. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is to eliminate some of the things that we know tend to favor the not-so-beneficial species, so all the sugary, starchy stuff.
And when you do that, so it takes a little while to do that, Robin, right? And when you do that, it's 6 weeks after you've completed that you'll notice a change. And we'll take that question when we come back. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com is the email address. Robin Chutkan, author of Gut Bliss, a 10-day plan to ban bloat, flush toxins, and dump your digestive baggage. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for Kim, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking. I'm sorry, Dr. Mike.
I am sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say Dr. Robin Chutkan is here. She's the author of Gut Bliss, a 10-day plan to ban bloat, flush toxins, and dump your digestive baggage. Now, you may have it back with a good doctor.
And we were talking, can you do the, and this relates to the question that Connie asked us, can you do the 10-day plan, and then it takes how long to feel a lot better after you've done the 10-day bloat plan and change the food or elimination diet? How long after that will you have better bacteria in your gut?
Well, so there's sort of two things here. The 10-day plan, and I want to stress this really isn't a diet book. It's sort of a primer on your digestive system and the causes of bloating and what can go wrong. But the plan at the end of the book suggests that you eliminate the 6 things that seem to be the prime culprits for most people with bloating, and it spells SAD gas. That's soy, artificial sweeteners, and dairy. That's the SAD part. The gas part is gluten, alcohol, and sugar. So these fall into sort of more the food intolerances we were talking about earlier, and for most people, definitely within that 10-day period, they'll notice a difference. And then the idea is if you really miss something, say you decide you really miss your Greek yogurt, you reintroduce that. You sort of reintroduce one thing a week and see what happens with your bloating. If the minute you start having your yogurt, you're super bloated again, then that might be the thing for you to really cut back on. Or if you eliminate wheat and you feel better, but then when you reintroduce it, you still feel fine, then that's probably not the problem. So the food intolerance elimination diet, as you accurately described it, is about 10 days. But the dysbiosis, I've had people tell me that within 3 or 4 days when they they sort of work on correcting the bacterial overgrowth, they feel better. But in general, that's a longer process, and that's about 6 weeks for people to sort of really get their gut bacteria back to the right place. Sometimes faster if you're using a heavy dose of a probiotic.
Jeff, we have a question from a guy, and I know 10% of your patients, even though your center is a center for women, that 10% of the patients are guys. And so we'll take this one from Jeff B. Jeff B. asks, and I'm paraphrasing here, if you will, and he's saying, what's your take, meaning yours, Robin? And Robin is the author of Gut Bliss, and the website is www.gutblissss.com. What's your take on DHA and omega-3s, 7s, and 9s?
So, Jeff, first of all, thank you for calling in, because I do love my male patients just as much as I love my female patients. If you are a vegan and you don't eat fish, I think that is a good idea. Or if you don't have access to good quality wild salmon or flaxseed, things like that. But I'm a huge fan of getting these nutrients from food rather than from a supplement. So if if you're really concerned about your diet and you don't think you're getting them in, it's not a bad idea. But I think it's a much better idea to eat a little wild salmon a couple times a week, and or use things like flaxseed oil to get the omega-3 fatty acids. Because part of the problem is when we do a study and we find, for example, that, tomato has lycopene in it, and lycopene seems to be good for the heart because people who eat lots of tomatoes are heart healthy, then we extract the lycopene and give it as a supplement. We really don't know what other, possibly 100 or 1,000 other substances in that tomato are contributing to a healthy heart. And so extracting this nutrient one at a time and suggesting that, this particular thing has some magical powers, I'm always a little concerned that we're perhaps missing the extracted.
And what about the omega-9? You didn't comment on that, which is, and just to make sure Jeff's happy, the olive oil, and he said, is extra virgin especially good for your gut bacteria?
So extra virgin is great, and I'm glad you mentioned that. The problem is we're finding now that a lot of the extra virgin olive oil we're using in the U.S. is not that good because it's too old, so it's lost its sort of health benefits. It's not a pure enough source. Olive oil is really olive juice. And so really we should be thinking about using an olive oil that has an expiration date. And as they're doing more testing now on the brands in the U.S., they're finding that a lot of them really don't live up to the health benefits just because they're too old. So I think a nice fresh olive oil with an expiration date is a great idea, something great to add in here, and that's typically what I cook with.
Bridget?
I have a question about yoga, because you mentioned in the book that you're a yogi and that there's a lot of benefits to your digestive problems, and I was wondering if you could just go over a few of them.
Sure. So, any sort of exercise I think is great because intestinal tract is a long muscular structure. So as I'm fond of saying, if you're not moving, neither are your bowels or your products of digestion. But yoga can be particularly helpful for the bloated person because a lot of the twisting poses, like prayer pose and other poses like that, twisting asanas, really can help to move things through, and they can help to sort of squeeze out some of these pockets of gas. In the colon, gas tends to accumulate on the left side and the right side. The left side by the splenic flexure, where the colon makes a right angle around the spleen, and on the right side of the hepatic flexure, where it does the same thing around the liver. And that's often where gas gets trapped. So these twisting poses can help to sort of wring out some of this gas and stimulate peristalsis. And then, of course, there's just the endorphin release. So it's sort of a win-win-win.
That's awesome. I've heard that a lot in yoga classes, but I wasn't sure of the validity about that from the yoga teachers. So then when I saw that in the book, and then running, you said, is also really good, right?
Running is great and easy to do. I went on a nice long run this morning here in San Diego, where I happened to be this weekend, and I just felt great after. Decided to skip the medical meeting and go for a run instead.
We've been talking with Robin Chaykin, author of Gut Bliss, www.gutbliss.com. We're now going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is an easy and in and a unusual tip, if you will. Nobody wants to get type 2 diabetes the way nobody wants to get rear-ended on the road. But now there's another alert that's been added to the long list of problems that comes with type 2 diabetes that most people are probably not aware of. That is iffy bones. Yep, if you have type 2 diabetes, you could already need bone-strengthening medications or exercises. What to do? Be proactive by asking your doc about the new FRAX diabetes study and whether you need to do muscle-building exercises or even consider other medications. Second, because type 2 diabetes can be reversed with exercise and food choices, you need to get in gear with a lifestyle program that helps you reverse your type 2 diabetes. The real age benefit of managing type 2 diabetes so you don't have an abnormal hemoglobin A1C, a half year younger for every year you manage it. And that's the real age tip of the week, Joe.
Okay, Dr. Mike, keep the emails coming. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Listen to us too on iHeartRadio Talk. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.